This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 106.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can get more engagement in your Facebook group. But before we get to the main part of the show, I do always like to mention an event that I've got coming up. And I have a fantastic event for you in London on November the 24th. It's called Soulful Writing, and it's my one-day masterclass on how to write articles for the media. So we look at everything from how to write opinion articles, how to write first-person narratives, so really hard-hitting or really kind of powerful personal stories, and also how to write that really practical how-to stuff that you might see on the Huffington Post or Forbes or Business Insider. So it's really about teaching you skills and strategies that you can use to adapt your writing to suit different styles and different purposes. I'm also going to be joined by two guest teachers. So this is breaking news. I haven't told anybody this yet. So there's going to be Kelly Rose Bradford, who's a dear friend of mine, and she's a very, very talented writer who writes for lots of national magazines and newspapers in the UK. And also Victoria Young, otherwise known as Tori now. Tori used to be the editor of Women and Home magazine. Sorry, I should say the deputy editor, but she's also written and edited for titles like Red magazine, The Evening Standard, The Sunday Telegraph, Seller magazine, you name it. If it's a quality magazine or newspaper, she has pretty much written for them all. And she's a really, really fantastic writer and is also full of great ideas. So that's really exciting because what that means is I've got help to run different sort of workshops, if you like, during the day. But I've also got a couple of real pros who are going to be going around with me and helping to give people who come along personal feedback on their writing. So although it's a masterclass setup, we do want to give people the opportunity to get some feedback on their writing. So that's why I wanted to invite some guest teachers along to help me. So if you fancy that, it's in London on November the 24th. Now, by the time this episode goes live, we still should have some tickets, but they are going quickly. And if you're not in the UK, then I'm hoping that I'll be able to get abroad at some point in the future and start to run some of those masterclasses there as well. So don't worry, hopefully I'll be getting to you soon. And I'll put a link to this event in the show notes. And just to say, as ever, I love hearing from you. So do drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk if you've got any questions. Tweet me @jan_murray. I love hearing from people telling me where they're listening to the podcast or telling me about a particular episode that they've enjoyed. And you can also find me over on Instagram where I'm particularly active at the moment. So it's Jan Murray UK. I'll probably make an episode about this soon, but I'm finding that I'm really a lot more artistic than I thought I was and a lot better at that kind of stuff. So do go and have a look at my Instagram feed. It's looking an awful lot better. So with that, I think it's on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can get more engagement in your Facebook group. But it may well be that you've got this far in the episode and you're thinking, hey, well, I don't actually have a Facebook group. But don't worry, there's some content here for you as well. So if that applies to you, I just quickly want to give you a few compelling reasons why you might want to start a Facebook group. So some of the things or some of the ways I think it's helpful to me, well, first off, being able to provide a free platform, a free community for people where you can provide them with useful content and help is obviously amazing and people appreciate that, particularly prospective customers. But it's also essentially free market research for you because every post that people make, every question that people ask is not only content for you, so you can turn those questions, as I do, into podcast episodes or blog posts or newsletter content, but also it helps you with things like deciding what products and services to offer, in what format, and even things like what to charge. And whenever I've got an idea for a new event or I've got an idea for a new product or service, I usually put it out there and put it in my Facebook group. So I hope I've given you, if you haven't got a Facebook group already some compelling reasons why you need one. And just to say, when you first get started, you do have to put a lot of work in, but my God, it pays off. I've got over 3,000 people in my Facebook group now. And although I'm in there every day and I'm going to talk to you about some of the ways that I get people to engage, it's so much easier now. And that really has happened for me in probably less than a year, maybe 6 months or so. I've really built up from 500 sort of reasonably active people to a really busy, buzzing Facebook group. So I'm now going to share 6 ways that you can get people to engage in your Facebook group and some of the things that work for me. So the first thing that I do, and I basically nicked this idea off Jill Stanton, who I interviewed back in episode 33. I have a focus for each day. So I got my designer to make a series of cards. We have a theme for each day, and I've got these set up in Meet Edgar, so they post automatically at 7 a.m. during the week, and I think it's 7:30 at the weekends. So Monday, we have motivation, so people set their goals for the week and their intentions. Tuesday, we get people to share a tip. We call it Work-Life Wednesday, so we get people to talk about how they're juggling their business with other responsibilities that they might have. Thursday, we talk tactics. Follow Friday is really popular, so that's when we invite people to share a social media account or a blog or basically something that they want to get a few more eyes on. And basically, you know, people go and like each other's Facebook pages, comment on each other's blogs, follow each other on Twitter, whatever it might be. And that's really, really popular. It's always really busy on a Friday. And people actually come to the group on a Friday because they've got something that they want to share, which is obviously great. Saturday, we have a celebration. So we have Saturday success. And that's really lovely to see what people have achieved during the week. And that's always nice and positive. So on Sunday, it's Sunday Soul Food. And that's where we invite people to share something. It might be a book that they've read or a podcast episode that they've listened to or a blog post that they've read that's really inspired them. That's really nice as well to share content. However, I've recently introduced something which is even better on a Sunday. So I may well drop that one. But I just had this idea a couple of months back that I was looking to grow engagement on my Instagram account. And I thought, what's one of the ways I could do this? And I thought, I'll tell you what I'll do on a Sunday. I'll invite people to post their Instagram handles and say, put together a bit of challenge, really. So the rules of the game, if you like, are that everybody has to comment on the account of the person who posts above them. But in actual fact, most people go and have a look at pretty much all of the accounts. And like this week, I think there were 85 or 100 different accounts posted. But most people go off and have a look at the different accounts. They comment on each other's accounts and they like and start following each other and stuff and find common ground. So it's a really great way for people to discover each other on Instagram and engage and help each other out. So that's been really, really popular. And each week we get more and more people engaging. So that's really easy. All I need to do, I got my designer to create those cards. I've loaded them up into Meet Edgar, so I just have to reschedule them every week. Well, now I've got an assistant, Lucy, who's going to be helping with that. And it just almost kind of runs itself. I do pop in and I join in. And just to say, when I first started doing it, I used to have to kind of jump in there and share my own story and pose questions and really encourage people to engage. And now, as I say, it pretty much kind of runs itself. So that's great. Okay, so the second way that I encourage engagement in my Facebook group is to do Facebook Live videos. Now, when I don't have a big launch on, I might do this once or twice a week, but if I'm running a challenge, so for example, I ran a 10-day challenge, a pitching challenge. It's basically teaching people how to do their own PR in 10 days. Did that back in September, and I did a Facebook Live every day, which was really great. It really just forced me to be really consistent. I tend to go live about the same kind of time, about lunchtime, because some of you may have heard this, but I have this thing where I like to keep my mornings clear so I can write and do sort of big writing jobs in the morning. And then I do the consultations for my coaching and I do my office hours, my business club, and I do calls and emails and that kind of stuff in the afternoon. It really works for me. So once I've had my kind of quiet time in the morning to create my content, then that's the time when I would jump on Facebook Live. And that's great, obviously. Some of the Facebook Lives I did for the challenge, they were only meant to be 5 minutes, but people were asking questions and getting involved. So that was really great. I also gave away some books and gave away some notebooks. I've got some really beautiful Soulful PR notebooks. I gave some of those away. I gave away Tiva 2, various things. So Facebook Live was really, really great for that. And the thing about Facebook Live, you can upload the video and then people can go back and watch it later. So people were coming back and commenting on it, which is also really, really great. If you want to know a little bit more about Facebook Live and how it works, I interviewed Ian Anderson Gray in episode 85, and I'll link to that in the show notes. So the other thing, actually, number three, was going to be running challenges. That can be a great way to get engagement in your Facebook group, but I've already mentioned it, actually. But I ran a 10-day challenge, and I can link to the landing page for that so you can have a look at the end of September. And basically, there was one simple task that people had to do every day. It was sent to their inbox, but I was driving people over to the Facebook group and doing Facebook Lives and posting about the challenge every day. So that was getting more people talking about it. And that was really, really good. Number four is basically scheduling time to go in there. So particularly at the beginning, when you're getting a Facebook group really up and running and you're really trying to build engagement, you've got to be in there. You've got to try and answer every question. Until very recently, and it really is only very recently that I found that this is just too much, I welcomed everybody personally into the group. And I try to do it now, but I'm just finding it really, really difficult now because there's so many people coming into the group. But I would send a personal welcome to everybody. I would ask them how they found out about the group, ask them to introduce themselves. And that's a really key thing, as well as having an area where people can introduce themselves. I haven't done it yet, but I do intend to create a video. At the moment, I've got this bizarre picture of this kind of dog, which is just really awful, and I keep meaning to change it. But it certainly gets people's attention when they come into the group. People post on that, and they often share their Facebook page or their website or whatever. But I do want to change that up for a video with me introducing people to the group and saying a little bit about what it's about. I don't really have many rules in the group. In fact, we don't really have any rules at all, actually. But the one thing I say to people is, before they post, can you just think about whether this is adding value to people? So if people are coming in and just spamming about, we don't have it very often, but occasionally we'll get people who will be sort of spamming about their events or products or services. We just delete it, basically. And most people know that they need to be adding value in whatever they post. So I schedule time, I mean, not kind of strictly, but basically I probably spend 5 or 10 minutes in there before I get on with my hard work in the morning. Then I pop back when I finish my hard work. So I might do a Facebook Live, or I might just pop in and answer somebody's questions around lunchtime. And then I usually go back in again at the end of the day. So, and in the evening, sometimes that can be quite a nice time for me to go in and answer a few questions as well. So I'm still in there quite a lot, actually, but it really does pay off. And if you give some people a piece of personal advice. And the other thing I didn't mention at the beginning, which is just so great about Facebook groups, is if you're doing it right, then people will post amazing testimonials in there. So pretty much not a day goes by without me going into my Facebook group and seeing that someone's posted, hey, I followed Janet's advice and I've achieved this. And then they share a really nice piece of press coverage that they've had, which is great. I clip all of those and keep them for future testimonials, which is great. It's social proof. You're not asking for those testimonials. People are just volunteering them, which for me is like the best kind of testimonials. So schedule time to go in there and talk to people, get to know them. It really, really does pay off. So my next tip, number five, is you can actually use your Facebook group as a way of getting more eyes on your content. So I use Meet Edgar, the social media management software, to obviously I've got a back catalogue of over 100 podcast episodes and a similar number of blog posts. So I schedule it so that at least one piece of my content from my back catalogue gets posted every day. When I have a new podcast episode goes up, then I post about that in the group, and that's all kind of set up automatically. And obviously that's great because people are talking about your content. And if people are talking about your content, then they're much more likely to share it and tell their friends. So it's a really great thing to do. So number six, my last tip, is to really get people involved. And again, you have to do this a lot more at the beginning, but asking questions. And I'll still do this quite a lot, actually. So if I've got a new product coming out, if I've got an event coming up, if I'm thinking of doing something, I will ask a question. I share every now and again, if I've had some artwork commissioned for a new event, or when I was doing my book, actually, I put some of my book covers in there. And then people seem to love just giving their opinions, particularly on visuals. People love giving you their thoughts on what they prefer. The problem is it can be mind-boggling because people will often disagree quite a lot, but you do get some really interesting feedback. And sometimes people will really react strongly to something and say that they do like something or don't like something, or they'll notice something you hadn't noticed. So it can be really, really useful thing to do. And that gets people engaged. Whenever I post some artwork for an upcoming event or book or ebook or whatever, it usually goes mad in my Facebook group, everybody talking about it. And obviously that's great for engagement. And the last thing I wanted to say, which is kind of about engagement, but it's also about just getting more people into your group, actually, is just to mention it everywhere. Now, I picked this up from Jill Stanton, who I interviewed back in episode 33, who I have to thank for how brilliant my Facebook group is now, because I listened to everything she said and went off and put most of it into action. But I think she said on the episode, she said, if that's where you think your strength is, and I think like Jill, very much my strength is about building community, building relationships online, having conversations with people, helping people out, then you need to direct everybody to your Facebook group, and everything you do online, you need to be sending people there, because if that's the place where you think you can build the best relationships, then get them in there. So I signpost people to my Facebook group from everywhere. So if you go and have a look at my Twitter feed, you'll see that I've had a special banner made, which sends people to my Facebook group. I do change these things up now and again. Like when I was promoting my book, I changed things for a while, and then I move things around. My Facebook page sends people to my Facebook group as well. Whenever I'm doing a podcast, obviously you'll hear me at the end. I remind people to come to my Facebook group. When I'm doing Facebook advertising and people opt into a webinar or a cheat sheet, I'll tell people to come to my Facebook group. So I think the more sort of touch points people have, the more reminders people have about it, the more likely they are to come and join. Now, some people might say, there are some disadvantages to Facebook group. And one of the big ones people bring out is that it's not your platform. And at any point, I guess, Facebook could decide that they're going to charge for groups, or they're going to put a limit on the numbers of people you can have in groups. I mean, personally, I think it's probably wouldn't be a great move on their part from a business point of view. But they're not on your platform. So your next step really is to try and get those people on your platform and make sure they are. But to be honest, most of the people in my group are in my email, on my email list anyway. And if they're not, we make sure that we try and encourage them to come on the email list so we can keep in touch with them. But if that's your strength, and certainly it's my strength, is building online communities, then a Facebook group really is where you need to be sending people. So I hope that you've found that useful, and that some of those tips you might be able to use in your own Facebook groups to get more engagement. And if you haven't got a Facebook group and you're listening, I hope that I've convinced you of all the reasons that you should have one. As ever, I'd love to hear from you. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk or tweet me @jan_murray. I love hearing where you are when you're listening to the podcast. Obviously, as long as you're not in the bath or anything like that. I mean, that's fine. Just don't send me a picture. But I do love hearing from you as to, you know, what you're enjoying, a way of listening to the podcast. You can also catch me over on Instagram @JanMurrayUK. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not come over and join my Facebook group? See, I told you I did it every episode. It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.